All right, Mickey, a couple times tonight we've already heard the term haze in the barn. Really, does it ever get in the barn? Or have you declared you and your staff A-on, ready to go?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd use that terminology. I think this, we feel good about how we've evaluated the players. We feel real good about the information being complete. And yet, you know, things happen during the course of a draft that can adjust your thinking, and so we'll see what happens.
The difference between, let's say, drafting in the top 15 as opposed to the second 15 to 17 teams in the league, how much of that is set in stone, and how much of it has to be reactionary at this point?
Well, it's a little different, and yet there's a lot of similarity because, you know, typically what happens is you'll have a list of five or six guys that you're really you really want to have, that you think have a chance to get to your spot. Obviously, the five or six guys are different when you're picking at 15, as we were a year ago, than they are at 27, and yet it's the same apprehension. Yeah. Typically, there's going to be one or two, you hope, left of your list, and you get the chance to pick them. And so I think in that regard, it's pretty similar.
You said during the pre-draft news conference that, you know, the goal was to get it down to 20 to 30 guys, that, you know, you kind of had a pool of guys who you hope will be able to fit with the Saints team. Do you have your 20 or 30?
Yeah, we definitely have our guys that we think fit our team, both in terms of ability on the field and in character off the field. Now, that 20 or 25 guys, it may be a seventh-round choice. It may be a college free agent. It may be a first-round pick. So we definitely have a group that we like a lot and we like to have.
Mickey, we've talked a little bit about trading in the draft and how certain years have been more than others. When you look at a draft, are you basing whether or not it'll be an active trade night on phone calls you've received today or in previous days? Or does it take a pick or two for the thing to kind of blow up and get going?
I don't think of it in terms of that. It doesn't matter to us if there's a lot of trades or if there's, you know, very few trades. All we're concerned about is, you know, our pick, the player or players that we want, and then a decision of, hey, do we need to go forward to pick up a player? Is that a good value for us in terms of what we have to give up? Or do we need to seek the opportunity to move backward and pick up additional picks? And that really comes as in a reactionary form. In other words, hey, if there's lots of guys being taken off your list and there's only one or two left and there's five or six picks, we may need to go up and get that guy. Or conversely, if none of our guys on our list are available to us, then we need to move back and hopefully somebody's interested in your pick at that point.
I know you said picking 27 and below isn't such a bad thing because that speaks of the success your team has had.
Right.
But picking that late, you guys are standing around, sitting around for 3 hours. What in the heck are you doing?
Well, look, you know, we're paying attention to the players that you know, get picked up with the teams that we're going to play and how they fit with their team. Oftentimes if, you know, you're picking a guy high, that may free up somebody on their roster that you may be interested in. So we're paying attention to how that affects each team's depth chart and obviously how it affects the people that we may draft later on.
Take Saints fans into your war room. How do you have it set up? What's your personal style in there?
Yeah, well, look, we have a table that has, Sean, Ryan Pace, Rick Reiprich, our two regional scouts, the ownership group, Mr. B, Mrs. B, Rita, Ryan, and Renee LeBlanc. And then we have our scouting people and our coaches around us. So it's, we're all there. We have a lot of, you know, logistical things that are happening. We have boards that are in front of us and to the sides of us, depth charts, value lines. And so, as each pick is made, each one of those boards need to be adjusted. And so we have some young guys that do that. We're fielding calls. We're making calls. So there's a lot of activity, And yet, you know, when you're picking 27, you're kind of spinning your wheels for a couple hours.
As John kind of mentioned right there. Well, Mickey, good luck to you and your staff tonight. I know Saints fans are very excited about what may or may not transpire. And I think that while we've zeroed in on round one, I think that most astute football fans realize that this is an important weekend, Friday and Saturday as well. And maybe that gets lost in the shuffle and the excitement of night number one.
Yeah, I think a couple things. We do get focused on whatever the first round pick is. And yet, look, each round and each player that we select can be very important to our team. And the undrafted free agents can be very important to our team. And I only need to look back to 2006 and 2007 and remind people that a seventh round pick was Marcus Colston. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think a sixth-round pick was Zach Strief. Pierre Thomas was an undrafted free agent, and so on and on. You know, the great work that our area scouts and our college scouting department and Ryan Pace do pays off on day two and day three, and then after the draft is over. And I'm really proud of the work that our guys have done in that area to help our team in the past, and I know they're going to do the same thing this year.
I think you told me the other night you've done about 30 of these now. Is there a lucky rabbit's foot or any superstition you've got to share with us?
No, I don't have any superstitions. Don't have any lucky charms. You know, like I said yesterday, I just enjoy the process so much. And obviously, you know, immediately after the draft, everyone loves their draft. We always do. And we're anxious to see how it turns out. We're anxious to get the guys here and get them on the field. It's exciting because, look, they're beginning a new part of their lives, a dream come true for them, and that's exciting to see, too. I think it adds energy to your organization and your team, and let's get it on. Let's get going.
All the best.
Thank you.
Yep.